With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says the Iran military and leadership are all but decimated.
They don't know what's happening. Their Navy's gone. Their Air Force is gone. Their anti-aircraft is all gone. It's all gone. Their radar is all gone. Their leaders are all gone. The next set of leaders are all gone. And the next set of leaders are mostly gone. And now nobody wants to be a leader over there anymore.
Meanwhile, Iran is threatening recreational and tourist sites worldwide and insisting it's still building missiles 3 weeks into an escalating war in the Middle East. The United States is deploying more warships and another 2,500 Marines into the region. The DEA and U.S. prosecutors are probing alleged ties between the president of Colombia and the illegal drug trade.
During investigations by prosecutors in New York, drug traffickers allege representatives for President Gustavo Petro solicited bribes in exchange for blocking their extradition to the United States. Petro is a liberal who regularly criticizes the Trump administration, but more recently he appeared to have a good working relationship with President Trump. Records indicate the DEA has investigated Petro going back to 2022 for possible dealings with drug traffickers and Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. The president of Colombia has denied taking bribes or having ties to drug traffickers. I'm Jennifer King.
The Justice Department has filed a new lawsuit against Harvard University, accusing it of failing to address anti-Semitism on campus. The lawsuit filed yesterday seeks to freeze existing grants and recover money already paid to the university. This is part of a longstanding conflict between the Trump administration and the university. The martial arts grandmaster and action star Chuck Norris has died. His roles in Walker, Texas Ranger and other TV shows and movies made him an iconic tough guy. Norris was outspoken about his Christian beliefs and his support for gun rights and political candidates over the years. He was 86. This is SRN News. Another celebrity atheist mourns the decline of Christianity in Britain.
Monty Python star John Cleese has taken to X to complain about his country's abandonment of its traditional beliefs, saying, quote, "For centuries, British people have been influenced by Christ's teachings. If these values are replaced by Islamic ones, this will not be Britain anymore." Prominent British atheist Dr. Richard Dawkins made headlines when he decried the collapse of Christianity in his nation and the rise of Islam. Michael Harrington reporting.
Data compiled by the University of Massachusetts finds that every major escalation in the Middle East sends shockwaves far beyond the region, resulting in violence against Jewish communities. In the year following the Hamas attacks on Israel in 2023, the Anti-Defamation League recorded nearly 9,500 anti-Semitic incidents in this country, averaging more than 25 acts per day. That's the highest figure in the ADL's audit's 46-year history. This is SRN News. Georgia has become the first state in the country to suspend fuel taxes after the war in the Middle East began, sending gas prices soaring.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a 60-day suspension of the state's 33 cents per gallon tax on gas and 37 cents per gallon tax on diesel. Motorists are likely to start getting relief in the coming days as the price cuts trickle through from wholesalers to gas stations. In Maryland, House and Senate Republicans are pressing for a 30-day gas tax holiday.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The Iran war is exposing how much the global community and economy still depends on fragile fossil fuel supplies. The conflict has virtually choked off the Strait of Hormuz, a vital shipping lane for a fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas. That's shaking up markets and pushing prices higher. Analysts say the crisis is a stark reminder that energy security is not just about stockpiles and shipping. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.